Indonesia sees Mr. Obama's election as a chance to raise its international profile. The U.S. president has ties to the archipelago, having lived here for 3 years as a child with his mother and stepfather. Over the past decade, ties with Washington have warmed significantly after years of coolness when strongman President Suharto governed Indonesia. During a recent visit, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised Indonesia's recent achievements, creating a stable democracy that manages to record economic growth despite the global financial crisis. Because of this record, Ir Zuhai, the rector of Al-Azhar University in Jakarta, had hoped a few months ago that President Obama would give his address to the Muslim community at the school.
In a sense that they don't visit Indonesia first, we of course rather disappointed. We are unique, yeah? We are in multicultural community, yeah? But we are not having a culture of violence. Indonesia unique in a sense that they are the largest democratic based on Islamic value. So that is to dismiss the prototype thinking that Islam is not compatible with democracy. It's compatible.
Instead, Mr. Obama will give his speech Thursday in Cairo after visiting Saudi Arabia. It is prayer time, and the students from the Al-Azhar University are getting ready to worship. It is an illustration of Indonesia's relaxed version of Islam. Roughly half the girls here do not wear the Muslim headscarf, and the dress code here is inspired mostly by U.S. television. Reva Fardini is a 19-year-old economics student.
Diharapkan setelah ada pidato itu.
He says that he is interested in Mr. Obama's speech because even though he has very good impression of the U.S. president, he still needs proof that Mr. Obama's open-hand policy towards Islam is genuine. It is an opinion shared by Komarudin Hidayat, rector of Jakarta State Islamic University.
America should prove to the world that they are egalitarian and democratic. When American society reluctant to accept the others, so actually they destroy their own foundation when they are promoting a democracy to the world.
Indonesia is not immune to the militancy that has risen in some countries. It has been a victim of homegrown terrorism, but managed to uproot it by arresting and prosecuting those responsible. Even though the majority of Indonesians are moderate Muslims, there is an increasingly vocal hardline minority that is gaining more political sway. Zuhairi Misrawi, president of the Moderate Muslim Society, hopes Mr. Obama's speech will help ease the anger that fuels militancy, particularly over Palestine.
Actually, I don't care with the Palestine issue, but the radical groups, they pay attention to the Palestine issue. If the Obama administration doesn't give the good solution for Palestine, I think the radical groups still rise in future because they make the issue of Palestine as the raison d'etre of their movement.
Although Indonesia is far from the Middle East, the issue of a Palestinian state is important to Muslims here. Many Indonesians have great hope that Mr. Obama will be able to help resolve the issue. Soledad Nohind for VOA News, Jakarta.